The blockbuster film Jaws helped perpetuate the myth that bloodthirsty sharks roam the waters around Cape Cod. The reality is shark sightings are rare, especially close to the tourist towns and islands that dot the Cape. The last attack by a great white on a human in Massachusetts took place in 1936.
So, when a 1,700-pound great white shark showed up in Lackey's Bay, in a lagoon off Nauchon Island last week, it created quite a stir. Marine biologists have been scratching their heads trying to figure out how the shark got there. Authorities are worried that boats could harm the shark. And local fishermen have been setting aside their poles and their nets after determining that the shark could serve as bait for the curious.
For Mike Ryan of R&R Marine's Charter Fishing, the wayward shark has presented a unique business opportunity. He and his wife have been ferrying boats out to the lagoon so the curious can get a look at the great white. Mike Ryan joins us now from Nauchon Island near Lackey's Bay. Mike, what do you see?
Well, right now, the shark is down. We just had her pop up about two or three minutes ago, and you get a really good view of her dorsal fin and tail when she comes up. And she can get as close as, about 20 feet away from us.
And what is she doing? Just pacing back and forth in this small circle over and over?
She's got about the half of a football field just about to kind of cruise around, and she seems pretty comfortable where she is at the moment.
How hard is it to get to this lagoon?
The area that it is, it's a very tricky area to navigate unless you know the waters fairly well. We've watched a lot of people bang bottom a couple times trying to get out here. So unless you know the area, it's not easy.
You've been running, is it two boats? Is that what I understand, two boats out to the lagoon?
Yeah, when we have two boats available, we've been trying to keep them as busy as possible. We used to normally, she just came out of the water. She's probably about 30 yards from me right now. And
really?
Thrashing around pretty good, yeah.
Thrashing around?
Yeah, well, she comes up and she sometimes turns in a real tight circle, and you don't really know if she's just trying to get out of the way of a rock or maybe chasing a small fish, but it's definitely neat to see.
How did this shark get in that lagoon?
Well, there's a lot of speculation. Some people think that she was chasing seals into Lackey's Bay. There's a few seals that have been spotted in the area. Or maybe there's a lot of striped bass and bluefish in the area, and small tuna, bonito, and albacore, false albacore. So she might have been in a feeding frenzy, and that got her in over through the shallow water. And once she got into the lagoon's a little bit deeper, and she's stayed inside the lagoon and not wanting to get back out over the shallow water. So they don't know how she's going to get back out, and they're just hoping that the full moon tides that we're having today and tonight will be able to help her get out.
You've been running the Curious back and forth to the lagoon. How's business?
Business has been great. This is a great windfall for us. We normally do a tour in this area, a scenic tour, and we come through this area with our small boats. We're never this busy this time of year, so this is a great opportunity for us.
Who's heading out there? Are these all locals, or are people coming up from the Boston area or beyond?
From Boston and beyond, we have people drive down from Canada, I believe, as far as I've heard so far. But people have been taking their kids out of school and coming from all over New England.
Most of us will never get that close to a great white shark. What's she look like?
Well, when she comes up, you don't see the full body of the shark. What you do see is you see the full dorsal fin and the tail come out of the water, and sometimes she'll arch her back, so you almost get the whole length of the body of the shark come out of the water. But you never see, her head or her teeth or anything like that. But just to see the dorsal fin and the tail come up is a pretty spectacular view.
Well, Mike, thanks so much for your time.
All right, you're welcome.
Mike Ryan is with R&R Marine's Charter Fishing. He's been running tours back and forth to Nauchon Island in Lackey's Bay so people can get a look at the great white shark that's stranded there.